Vayter and Shaspir and Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Hey, picking up all Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis by the bottom of the page. We're actually going to go back to almost halfway up in order to get a little flow over here, and that's the second word in line is Meise. First word is Ba. And the Gemara come and ask a question. It says Meise. We have a Mishnah that's found in Shavuos. It says Amalvas Chaver al Amashkan. If someone lends money to his friend with a Mashkan, with collateral, Vava Amashkan, and then he goes and loses the collateral. For Amar Lo Seli Visicha, and then he told the borrower that I lent you a seller with this mashkun, shekel yishav, was worth a shekel. Therefore, he owed me a shekel. Vahala omer, the other one says back, low key. It's not true. Ela seller visani love. You lent me a seller on it, and seller yishav, and it was worth a seller. Therefore, I don't owe anything. And what's it in? In that case, the borrower is going to be putter from taking a shvua, because there's no modem nichas over there. There's no shvua. Sela v'sicha. What happened? If it says that the one who lent says, "I lent you a sela shekel hayoshav, was worth a shekel." Follow me. The other one says, "Lo ki ela sela v'sicha alav. You lent me a sela and shloshet dinarim have a hayoshav. It was worth shloshet dinarim." So, in such a case, 4 dinar is a seller. So, if we're saying that he owes 1 dinar, then what's going to be the din? He's going to be chayiv to make a shvua that it was worth 3 dinar, and then pay the one that he, and then he has to go and pay this dinar that he's saying he owes. Sell if he's sending one, case number 3. Is that if he says, you lent me a sela, and Beis HaYashav, it was worth 2 sela, and therefore you owe me 1. V'halam, and then it says, lo ki, ela sela v'sicha, love sela HaYashav, was worth a sela, and therefore, I don't owe you anything, pate, the person's going to be pate, because then there's no more than mitnachs. And last but not least, sela if he's sending a love, if he says that, you let me a sela, shnayim hayoshav, it was worth 2 sela, and therefore you owe me 1. V'halo me the one says, lo ki, not the case. Sela, sela, v'sicha, love, hey dinarim hayoshav, it was worth hey dinarim, and therefore only 1 dinar. Chayiv is going to be chayiv to make a shvua over here, again, because modav miknas only pays that 1 that he says he owes. Now, Minishpa, who swears? Who's one who actually makes the swear over here? The answer is Misha Begadon, let's low. Shamishavalo, viotzi halas begadon. The one who has the pikadon, meaning the lender, because maybe the borrower is going to swear, and then what's going to happen is he's going to swear that, and the lender is going to afterwards bring out the pikadon and knock him out and hustle him from swearing. It says Rashi, if the lender is going to apostle him. Now the Gemara wants to know. Rashi says Ahia koi misha nishba to katani law. What's that going on? Ilay maseif. You want to say it's going on the seifa. We're talking about where the one who lent has to swear that it's only worth 5 dinar. But typically, the shvua gabi malvahi. The Tana could learn out that the shvua, if really falls on the one who lent, the ha kamodim mixas the taina, because he's admitting to part of the taina, of the claim over here. So why would the Tana say that the chamim make the lender swear in order to stop him from hassling the borrower from making a shvua? Ella, Mer Shmuel, Aresha. What's going on the Resha? My Aresha, what does it mean the Resha? I say for the Resha. That's case number 2. Seli v'sicha, a love, shekel haya shava. V'hala omer, lo ki, ella seli v'sina, a love, shloshi dinar, mahayo shava, chayav, gonna be chayav. The shvua gabi lovahu. Now the shvua falls on the borrower because he's more than mixas. Rabbanim, they say l'shtaba malvat. Let the lender actually swear that it's only worth a shekel, and then get the shekel that he claims that he still owes him. Shemi shava zev yotzi alav zbikadim. Because if you don't do that, then maybe the borrower is going to make a shvua in order to back himself up, and then the lender is going to go pull out the mashkan, the collateral, and knock out the borrower. What he's saying, he's going to passel him from bringing any sort of edus over here. V'im, now says the Gemara, V'im, and if you want to say, now this comes to the Mesa, beep, turn the page, Lamed Hey, Im Isa lid Rav Huna, and if Julius Shua, Rav Huna said that a shomer, the person over here, this is the one who's the lender, that he admits that he's multiple mixas, and he has to, if a shomer that is modem and makes us has to make a shvua that the pikadon is not in his possession anymore, he doesn't have it, It says Rashi Shashomer Mishalim Damim Nishba Sheinu Birshuso Amay Chashinon L'Shamayotzi Ha'ashtaba. Why are we worried? Right, Kevin the Mishtaba Malva Shein Bishuso Hechem Motzi Mapiglei. Since the lender swears that the Mashkin is not anymore in his possession, then how can he pull it out? How's he going to whip it out afterwards? So Rav Huna Shavua by itself would be enough to stop the lender from knocking off the borrower. Says the Gemara Amar Rava. Rava says Sheyesh Edim Shenisrafa. There's Edim that got burnt. When is it that the shvua that the borrower has to make goes to the lender? That's when there's Edim that it was destroyed, when they destroyed it with a fire, right? So in such a matzav, it says Rashi that dahashta lo ishtab inhu sharei heredim. That in this matzav, the lender doesn't have to swear that it's not in his possession, because we already know that there's Edus. Therefore, he has to swear the value of what it was in order to... Yeah, that's what he have to come do. Now he says, swear how much it was worth. He says, Gamar, but Yahachi, if that's really true, that there's Edom that said it was destroyed, where is he going to go and whip it out from? So what this means is it's saying that the one who lends shouldn't have to swear at all, because his Edus, if he swears over here, it's going to now potter him from swearing that it's not in his possession. And therefore, it should also be clear to us that he's not going to bring it out and knock out the borrower. Ella Amar of Yosef. Yosef says she yesh edim shenignava. When the one who borrows swears. I'm sorry. When it's given over to the malve, when there's edim that it was stolen. So in this matziv, the lender doesn't have to swear that it's not in his possession, because edim already said that. So if he has to swear the value of it because it's not there anymore. He's going to maybe, since it still could be there, he might eventually bring it out and whop it out. So now it says, more of a self, Mehiki Maisela, where's he going to get it from? It's like, it's stolen. The Tarik HaMaisela, we're talking about, no, he's going to go and do some investigative reporting, he's going to hire some PIs, he's going to end up getting it. Ihachi, if that's true, that we allow that this, we say that maybe it's going to end up getting found, then Kimishtaba Malve, then when the Malve swears, Nami Lutrach Lova Velaisi, then maybe the Lova is going to go ahead and he's going to hire private investors and find it. He's going to end up getting it.
Yeah, probably not going to happen though. Why? Because Bishlam Malva makes sense. So we should be scared that the lender is going to find the Ganav. Yodaman Ka Ayovan of Velaisi. He knows who came in and out of his house. Ve'ozavatar Chamaisi is going to go and try to find the guy. Avel Lova, but the borrower, he's not going to be able to. Who knows who went into the house of the Malva? He has no way of knowing. Says Gemara Abaye Yamar Gezeira Shem Yitun V'Yomelo Acher Shvua Matzasia. The Chachamim were worried to give over the Shvua from the borrower to the lender, because maybe the lender is going to say to him that I found it after I took the Shvua. I found that it's not in my, that I don't, that I'm not my rishus anymore. Ravashi Amar, Zenishma, Zenishma, he says that both of them have to go and swear. Zenishma, Shani Bishus, this one says it's not in my rishus. Zenishma, Kama, Yeshav, and this one goes and swears, he makes a shuah of how much it was worth. Vahachi Kamar, and this is what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. Me Nishpa Tchila, who's the one who swears first? Malva Nishpa Tchila, the lender swears first that doesn't have it, because Shema Yishavala Zeh, because maybe the other one is going to swear how much it was, V'yotzi Halos Bikadon, and then he's going to whip it out and he's going to passel the borrower if it's actually a different price than he had said. Avuna Bar Tachliva Mishmei the Rav Amar Reisha the Sefer to Yufta Avuna. He says that the Reisha of the Sefer, meaning case number three, is a tiyufta to Rav Huna. Aseli l'visani, shtayim ha'yashavet, v'hala amar, right, because I lent you, the borrower says, that you lent me a sela with the mashkin, and shtayim ha'yashavet was worth two selas, so you owe me one sela. V'hala amar, the one says, low-key, not sure, it's not the case, aseli l'visicha alav, and sela ha'yashavet, and pater, the person's going to be pater. Vimi, said Rav Huna, you want to say that Rav Huna says, migo de mishtaba malva shenim rishu, so since the lender has to swear that the mashkin is not by him, not as rishus, l'shava nami agilgul shavua, kam ha'yashavet, let him also swear by gilgul shavua. Once you start someone with the shavua, you can roll it over and continue on to another shavua of kam ha'yashavet, how much it was worth. Now for the Gemara, Rav Ashi, amrisa l'shmaita kamid Rav Kahana, v'amar li tehei b'ma'amino. I said this over to Rav Kahana, and he said that the case over here is talking about a borrower that's trusting the lender when he says that he doesn't have it. And because of that, it doesn't, the lender doesn't have to go and give the shvua. Vinem ne lovin lamalve. In fact, the Gemara, so let the borrower also trust the lender. Naami baha kamahava shava. Also about this, how much it was worth, so that the lender shouldn't have to make a shvua even when he's moded to part of the claim. Lo kimle begave. And for the Gemara, the borrower is thinking that the malve doesn't really know it well, meaning he doesn't know how much it's worth. And Rashi says that Mema Arma Love Lo Kim La Malva Begave Damashkan Delo Nasan Daito Love, that's the Arma, he doesn't know how much it's really worth. Venamne Malva Lalova, so let the lender trust the borrower about what the value is, the Kim La Begave, because he does know what it is. It's exactly how much it is. So therefore the borrower shouldn't have to swear when he's modet to what the lender says. Lo Mehemanle. We're talking about the case here that the lender is not, he doesn't trust the one who's the borrower. In fact, why is it that the borrower trusts the lender and the lender doesn't trust the borrower in reference to what's the value of the mashkan? And for the Gemara, lova mekayim be b'malve. The borrower, no, I'm sorry, lova mekayim be b'malve tumas yisharim tenachim. The borrower going to bring out this idea of the pasuk that tumas yisharim tanchem, the perfection of the upright, will lead them to goodness. I mean, if a person wasn't upright, he wasn't neman, he wouldn't be in a matzav where he was doing well financially. Rashi says mikra zeh tumas yisharim tanchem im lo shadam neman v'yasharu lo yom ashmin lo somen hashamayim shenemar tumas yisharim tanchem. It's a wild pasuk. Malve mekayim be belove, and the lender is going to say about the borrower, v'selef bogdim yishadim, and the perverseness of traders will plunder them. A person is poor and has to borrow money, then we can say that maybe we can't trust him. Story time. There was a man who left by his friend. Rashi says, Nizamim's earrings. So after a time, the guy says, okay, give me my earrings. Amalei, he says, back to Amalei, Yudani Chazvin. He says, I don't know where I put them. Also coming to Rav Nachman, came in front of Rav Nachman. Amalei, he said, Kolo Yudana Pshiosei. Anytime the person doesn't know where it is, that's called Pshia Zoshalim, go pay. Lo Shilim, he didn't pay. Also Rav Nachman, I'll be Lapadne Mine. Rav went and he took his house from him. You know, yeah, you owe the money, so he took it as a payment. Lasof, Ishtach, Kefei, afterwards the earrings are found, Viyaka, and they went up in value. Amar of Nachman said, Hadre Kefei Lamarayu, the earrings returned to the owner, Vahadre Apadne Lamar, and then give back the mansion to his owner. Amar Rav, Hava Yasivna Kamid, Rav Nachman was sitting for Rav Nachman when he was discussing this, Opirkin Amafkid Hava, and we were learning Hamafkid. Vahamalei, and I said to him, Ashilim Velorotza Lishava, that the Mishnah says that if a person pays and he didn't want to swear, then he gets to keep any sort of kefil in the future. So here also, he should be able to keep the value of the earrings because he paid for them by giving the house. V'lo hadrili, and he didn't respond to me. V'shapir offered the lo hadrili, it's good that he didn't respond to me. My time, why? Why is it? Like, what was the problem? Hasal machchil lebedina. Over there in the case of the Mishnah, he didn't go to Beis Din to work it out. He just paid and everything was good. Therefore, he gave it over to the kefil. Hachachik the Beidina, but here they went to business, therefore the person didn't give it over. Lameimah, the son of Rav Nachman, the Shuma Hadar. Do you want to tell me that Rav Nachman holds that Rashi explains, Nichse Lovish Shishamu Beis Din Lebal Chov, Chozen Elav, Imnosin Maos Lebal Chov, Ki Hacha Dahadar Apadin Lamara? You want to say that this stuff that gets taken by Beis Din, this mansion that was taken in order to pay off for what's being owed, has to be returned to the one if he later goes and he decides to give money instead? Is that why he's saying the mansion has to go back? No, it's not necessarily. Shiny awesome, in that case is different. The Shuma Batos Hava. The mansion, when they had and they grabbed it, that was done Batos. We thought that the Rashi says that the earrings were lost forever. The Savar Haya Sha'avdu Nazamim, it was done. Very Lo'avdu, really wasn't done. The Kahava Kipi Meikara, the earrings were really in the Shomer's stuff from the very beginning, at the time that Beis Din took the stuff. So therefore, that's why you go and return it, because it was considered like it was already there. Amr Nardai said, Shuma Hadar, the stuff that gets taken is returned if he offers to pay money. Atris Yachishata up to 12 months from the time that it was taken. And he says, I'm from there. And I say that it goes back forever. You always have the opportunity to take it back. You always have the opportunity to go and to buy it back. And you shall do what is right and what is good. Pshita says the Gemara, Pshita, Shamu Le Labalchov, Azal Iyu, Vashamu Labalchov, the day. If the Bezin comes and they take the stuff for a Balchov, Vazal Iyu, Vashamu Labalchov, the day, and then that guy goes and he gives over that to the one that he owes, he's a Balchov to someone, to another Balchov, that the guy, the original guy, goes and gives money. I'm reading later, we say to him, Lo adif at migavar da asas minei, you're not better than a person from whom this claim is coming. Meaning, just like the first one would have to return the property for money, you have to also do that as well. Zabna, let's say the creditor, he got this stuff, he sells it. Orta, or he left it up as a leftover Zerusha. Right, he ends up dying. Vihava b'matana, or he gave it over as a matana to somebody, and he wants to pay to get the stuff back. These other people, the andra people over here, the one that bought it, the ones that yorish it, they took it, understanding that they're going to be able to keep it. And they didn't have in mind they're going to get any money, and therefore they don't have to go ahead and return it. Shamula le'isha v'insiva, let's say they grab property from a woman and she ended up getting married later. Oh, shamu mina de'isha v'insiva, or they take money from a woman and she, the first one is shamula le'isha, which means they took property for a woman, they gave it to her and then she got married, or they took it from her and she got married, and she dies, bal, her husband, b'nichsa ishto l'keachave, lo mahadar, the husband takes the wife's place. He doesn't have to return it if he wants to give cash, and we don't return it to him if he wants to go and pay. This we've seen many times. A woman sells her nichsei melug during the husband's lifetime. She dies. You can go take it from the third party and end up taking it. Right, so we see that, he takes over her position. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Agbe Iyu Bechovo. Let's say there's no Bezin involved, but rather I borrowed something and I don't have it anymore, and I say, you know what, just take my property over here. Without Bezin, Pligi Bar Ravacha Ravina Chadam Rahadar, one says that has to be returned. Chadam Rahadar, it's not returned. Mandam Rahadar, it's not returned. Savar Hai Zvinu Aliyah, he says it's a good sale. He did it on his own doing. This is it gets returned. Good sale. And that which he by his midate is voluntarily give him the stuff. So the bedina didn't come to base. And machmas kisufa dagbe. It's he did it because he was embarrassed, but not because he wanted to really give up that which belonged to him. Now, when this guy gets the property of the Beis Din gives to him, when can he start eating the fruits? Rashi says, Misha Shamulo Beis Din Karka Bechova. When does it actually belong to him? He can eat the pears. Rabbi Omer Rabbi says, Mikimatia Adrachta Liode. When the document of seizure gets into his hands right away. Abai Omer Eidab Chazuma Zachanlo says, the witnesses of it acquire them just from the time that they actually sign it, which is earlier. Rava Amar Mikishlimo Yeme Achrasta, from the days of when the announcement of the sale were complete. That is, that they put the field up for sale, right? And if Beis Din gives it to him eventually, then he ends up getting it from only from that time only. Okay, Zok, the next Heilige Mishnah, another Mishnah. Let's say I rent a cow from you, and then I go and I lend it to somebody else. Umesa kidaga. So I sublend. I sublet it. This cow. You have a cow. I rent it from you, and then I rent it out to somebody else. Umesa kidaga dies naturally, just as a natural death. You know, it gets its old age, and it croaks, which is strange because it's a cow, not a frog. Yishava Socher Shemesa Kedarko, he has to make a swear that it died Kedarko. Rashi says, Upatr, Shasocher Enochai Bonsen, right? Vashol Yishalam Socher. The borrower
Hold on, who's the borrower?
I'm sorry. I rent it from you and I lent it to the other guy. So I go and I swear to you, and then I'm done. Yishav asocher shemes kedarko, v'ashol yishal masocher. The borrower, he is chayav for this type of thing. He has to now pay to me, the renter, right? Because I'm the one who had the possession and I lent it to you. Amar Rav Yosi, keitzad hala osa schara. How can it be that he's doing business with the cow of his friend? Ela taxa par bailim is to return the value to the original owner. He goes and he pays the original owner. Now, Amar Le Rav Idi Bar Avin Labai Michti Socher b'may kani laipara. When the person rents it, how does he acquire it that he would end up getting the payment from the borrower? Bishvua, with the shvua that he said to the original owner, is not chayev. V'neima lei maske l'socher, so now let the owner say to the renter, dal ant v'dal shvua zoch, get rid of you and get rid of your shvua. In other words, I don't want to have to deal with that. V'anu mishtanina dina b'adisho, I'll go take care of this with the borrower straight. Amalei, so Abai said, mi savet socher b'shvua hu dekari kanilei? You think he's getting it because of the fact that he made it from the time of shvua? Mishas miser dukani. No, it's in the time the animal died. Ushvua kedi lahafis daitul shavalabayis. The shvua is only to be mefayis your das that I didn't do anything that was negligent over there. So therefore, you can't stop me from getting it from the borrower. Amar Rabbi Zera. Zera says, pa'amim shabayla misham kama parvus lasocher. There are times that the owner is going to pay a few of the cows to the renter, to the one who rented out. Hechi damaso. Let's say agra mine mea yome. If I rented a cow for 100 days, v'hadar shaylu mine tishin yome, and then the owner borrowed it from me for 90 of those days, hadar mine tamanin yome, and then rented it again for 80 of the 90 remaining days, meaning I now flip it back on myself for 80 of those days. And then the owner borrows it for me for 70 of those 80. And then the cow dies during those days of borrowing. For each borrowing, the cow is chayev one cow that he has to now go and pay. So he's going to be chayev a few different cows in such a case. Amar Le Rav Acher, Acher comes on the attack. Amar Rav Acher midifti l'Ravina michti. Let's work this out. Chada parahi. It's only one cow that was going back and forth. Ayel ba'apka. It was brought in and then brought out. Apka mischirus v'ayel l'shila. It was taken out of rental and became something that's borrowed. Apka mischila v'ayel l'shiras. It was removed from being borrowed and put into rental. And therefore, he's only chayev for only one last thing of borrowing. So sorry. Now we try to knock that off, but then we bring it back. Well, we bring someone, we backs him up. Amar Le. Me is the cow now here? The name of Lehachi that the owner can say that we're dealing with only one cow? If the cow is really totally fine and right here and intact, then the owner would be chayev only to return the cow to the renter for the 20 days that they used in with the two different agreements. But the death of the cow, now we have two different things by the renter against the owner, each bringing payment for loss while it was quote unquote borrowed. So nice try. Marbar Ravashi Amar, he says, no, bringing back Ravacha, he says, Ein lo aleim el shtei paros, the renter, against the owner is only two cows, chada tzeila, one for borrowing, chada the schiris, and one for the rental. Shum she'ela achasi, because all the borrowing is considered one, vishum schiris achasi, and all the renting is considered like one. The she'ela kani legamre, the renter is completely acquires for the borrowing the schiris avad by yume schiruse, and he uses the one that he paid for the rental for the days of the rental umahadale lamari, and then he returns it back to the owner. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Continue on with this Bezer Hashem on the next daf. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.